Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Macabre misfortune.
I'm watching you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 91 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, I've talked briefly about the story that we're actually going to cover in this episode, in previous episodes.
Okay.
So there was a famous scene in a horror movie that was completely based on this incident, even though they've never come out and said it. It's the situations are too close to where it can't be.
Right.
It can't be a coincidence, so we say. This involves John Hutchison and Francis Brom. Now, John and Francis were best friends. Most people who knew them said they were practically brothers. They had pretty much been inseparable since they went to high school together in Georgia. But in August of 2004, things were going to change forever. 23-year-old Francis and 21-year-old John had a reputation for, we're going to say, being some pretty serious partiers.
Okay.
They took it serious.
Like most kids at age?
Yes. So it was not surprising when the two went out and they started partying really early one night. And they did what they usually did when they went out, which is, you know, start drinking early, drank until the early morning hours, and had as much fun as they could while they were doing it. So the two drank a tremendous amount of alcohol, and they were having a blast. Well, as Saturday night turned into early Sunday morning, the young men were completely blitzed. Francis had started to get a little bit sick. So they decided they were going to call it a night. Now, keep in mind that both men were incredibly drunk. But they made the decision that John Hutchison was less drunk, so he'd be the one to drive home.
Nice.
This decision was primarily made because Francis was pretty sure that he was going to have to throw up at some point in time. Mm-hmm. So didn't want to be driving while that was the case. So John Hutchison gets behind the wheel, and he starts driving down roads that he had driven on several times in the past. And, yeah, of course, we're in Georgia still.
In Georgia. Okay. Okay.
As expected, Francis was starting to dry heave and he was ready to throw up. So rather than pull over, Francis decides to roll down the window. He sticks his head out and he starts throwing up as they were driving. Neither one of them realized that both of their lives were getting ready to change.
Why does it feel like we've done this story?
Probably because I've said earlier when I started that I've mentioned this before, but we haven't done the story.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to change their lives right after a quick sponsor break.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, Tracy, we have Francis throwing up out the passenger side of the car. John's driving, struggling to keep the car straight, as you can imagine. That's when he clipped a telephone support line.
Oh, no.
First of all, do you know what a telephone support line is? Telephone pole support line.
Yes.
That's the lines that kind of go from the top of the telephone pole.
Yes.
They kind of
V out, right. Yeah, I know exactly what they are.
No one's really sure if John even knows that he clipped the telephone pole support wires.
Well, I'm sure he didn't, if he was that smashed.
Regardless, he kept driving until he got home, which was about 12 miles away. He gets home, he goes inside, and he passes out on the bed. The next morning, a neighbor was out walking her dog when she walked past John's truck and immediately called the police. Police show up and were shocked by the brutal scene. At first, they were just checking the truck out to see what was wrong, as you're going to find. Inside the passenger seat, they would find blood everywhere, along with the body of Francis Brom. Brom was missing his head. At that point, police would knock on John Hutcherson's door and wake him up. John came to the door, still drunk, and still in the same clothes from the night before that were covered in blood.
Oh, geez.
When police actually informed him of what had happened, John was completely shocked and he was gutted. Remember, this was his best friend.
All right.
When John had clipped the telephone pole support, Francis' head was still out the window. And because of the speed that John was going, it completely decapitated him. Medical personnel said that it happened so quickly that Francis wouldn't have felt a thing.
Well, thank God for that.
John Hutcherson pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide and was sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Doesn't seem like very much.
I don't think that was anywhere close to long enough. But we'll just have to say that, you know, it's not up for us to make the decision.
Right.
If it was up for me to make the decision, he'd been in there a lot longer. You know, he will have to live with the death of his friend for the rest of his life.
Yeah, definitely.
And that might be worse than any prison time
right.
that he could ever deal with. But, you know, I'm not going to be one of these people to jump on a political high horse. But it just amazes me in this country to where the last stat I saw, I think that drunk driving deaths were like second or third leading cause of death in the United States.
Yeah.
Behind like cancer and heart attacks. Those are completely unavoidable. But in this country, and I understand you can't keep people from drinking. That's just tried that with prohibition. That didn't work. But it just seems like that people who get arrested for drunk driving, even when there's fatalities involved, don't seem to get the punishment that should be handed out. And I understand it's not intentional.
Right.
It's not intentional to kill somebody, obviously.
Right.
But when you take that chance, you know going out before you go out that you're going to be drinking. If you don't set up an Uber or you don't set up a cab or you don't set up a designated driver, that's on you. And that should be, to me, that should be looked at the same way as if you pulled a gun on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, I mean, I agree with that. They made that decision. And what a, you know, horrible thing that's happened to many, many people from that stuff.
All right. So if you've seen the movie Hereditary, the same thing basically happens in that movie. Peter, one of the characters, he went to a party after lying about where he was going. He said he was going to a school event. So his mom makes him take his younger brother, Charlie, with him. Well, at the party, Charlie is actually downstairs. He eats a piece of cake that had walnuts in it, and he's got a nut allergy. So he starts struggling.
Oh, my.
Well, Peter, by this time, he's been upstairs drinking and smoking pot, and he is not in the frame of mind. But he gets his brother, and he rushes him to the car, and he's going to take him to the hospital. Charlie leans his head out the window because he needs some air, and Peter swerved to avoid a deer and sideswiped a telephone pole. Peter had no clue. He goes home, goes to bed, only to find out the next day what had happened. There are a few little differences, like he swerved to hit a deer, but you can't tell me that the writer just made that up and didn't know about the story.
That's too close for comfort, so that's too close.
And not only that, not only just the death happening like that, but then he went home and didn't know that it happened till the next day, went to bed, and just all of it's exactly the same. So anyways. Now, Tracy, there's an extra from this story. Our victim, Francis Brom, was from Louisville, Kentucky. He spent his elementary and middle school years at a Catholic school. I think it was St. Bernard's, in Louisville. He went by Frankie, and he actually was brought back to Louisville, where his funeral was held, and he was buried here in Louisville.
Wow.
And so this was back in 2004. Now, with that being said, I tried to reach out yesterday because some of you, if you're sports fans, will know that there's a very famous family in town by the Broms.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, were they related?
Jeff Brom is now the coach at Louisville. Mm-hmm. He played quarterback for Louisville. His brother Greg played wide receiver at Louisville. And Brian Brom, his other brother, played quarterback for Louisville. And his father, Oscar Brom, I think he played for Louisville too back in the day, but that whole family is like royalty in Louisville. But the name is spelled exactly the same. Mm-hmm. I reached out to Greg yesterday because Greg and I are friends on Facebook, and I didn't get a response back. I just asked if they were related, and he may not have wanted to answer the question anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know Greg per se. We're just friends on Facebook, and I took a stab. But my guess is, since it's spelled Brohm the same way, there's a good chance that they were probably somehow related.
Wow.
But what a horrible story.
Yeah, that's, God. I can't imagine, like you said, you know, that his best friend's got to live with that. And I can't even imagine having to live with that. So, it screwed his head up, too, pretty good.
So let that be a lesson, people. If you're going to go out and you're going to be drinking, don't get behind the wheel of a car.
Yes, please don't.
You know, I think back to one of the biggest tragedies that ever happened in Kentucky was when Larry Mahoney, I think was his name.
Oh, yeah, the bus.
He hit the bus, the Carrollton bus. And, yeah. I mean, there was 20-some-odd people killed, several disfigured.
Yeah.
Because he was driving the wrong way on a freeway and hit a church bus that was coming back from a Kings Island trip, if I remember correctly.
You're right. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
But the bus burst into flames, and they just couldn't get everybody out on time. And if you get a chance, Harold Dennis, he's severely scarred up. He actually played football for the University of Kentucky, and he does a lot of travel and talk about that. He actually had a movie made about that. I can't remember if it was an actual documentary or a movie, but look up Harold Dennis Carrollton bus crash, and it's horrific to learn about.
Yeah, and then the guy that did that, what was his name? Larry Mahoney. He ended up dying in prison, didn't he, or something?
I think he just recently died within the last couple of years. But
and a lot of people knew him in Carrollton, in Sparta.
So
terrible, terrible.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Love you all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.